And this story, let's look ahead with Nick Childs, BBC defense and security correspondent. He's on the line from London. Nick, we've got this report now that Iran has apparently revealed the existence of a previously unknown uranium enrichment plant, told the United Nations that. Iran has previously acknowledged having only one such facility. Now there's two. There are high-level talks between the U.S. and Iran on the nuclear issue coming, I believe, next week. How's this going to play, Nick?
I think it's very difficult to say at the moment. I think it complicates the whole diplomatic calculation. It's quite a revelation. Whether the Iranians have revealed this now before the Americans and the British and the French, as the New York Times is reporting, were going to reveal it anyway, so they jumped before they were pushed into exposing it, is unclear. But the timing is interesting. Is it because they feel under increased diplomatic pressure? They say, of course, it's just a pilot plant, but the IAEA says we need to have a look at it.
All right, so in advance of inspections, is the argument that this enrichment plant can only be for civilian, not weapons use, is that a valid argument?
Well, of course, that's what the Iranians have always said, that this is just a peaceful program that they're going through, and that's what they're saying now. It's just a pilot plant, it's for electricity only, and it isn't under construction at the moment. But clearly, there is this legacy of suspicion, mounting suspicion, really, and that's why I'm sure the West will say we need to look at this plant, and what happens then will depend on what right. The IAEA inspectors find. But clearly, you know, they will look for telltale signs as to what is actually going on there, if anything, and whether they can continue to monitor it.
Well, at the very least, the Iranians have placed a very big card on the table in advance of nuclear talks with the United States and UN officials. Nick Childs, BBC security and defense correspondent, joined us from London. Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, John.